Cutting through the media jungle.
Lesson 1. Waking up to the media.
Reading. What was the first thing that you did when you got out of bed this morning? And what was the fourth or fifth thing? Did you switch on the radio? Have you looked at the internet yet? Did you buy a newspaper? Did you notice that pretty girl in the advertisement on the metro? What was she wearing? And what was she advertising? Every day, we each receive hundreds of messages from different kinds of media. Radio, television, the internet, advertisements. We use the information to make choices about what we eat, what we wear, who we vote for, maybe even who we really are. 400 years ago, the English writer Sir Francis Bacon, 1561 to 1626, said, "Knowledge is power." If that is so, then ordinary people in Japan and the other industrialized countries have more knowledge and therefore more power than they ever had before. If they know English, which is a truly global language, they will be able to read international sources of information and thus become more powerful still. But are we really so powerful? How do we know whether the messages in the media are true? Do you really believe what you read on the internet? Can you trust that newspaper? And what about that advertisement? These are important questions, and there are no easy answers. However, there is a way of thinking that can help us make up our minds. More than 100 years ago, Rudyard Kipling, 1865 to 1936, another English writer, wrote a short poem that begins, "I keep 6 honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who." Of course, Kipling is not talking about real serving men. What he means is that we should always be asking questions, because that is how we learn. He goes on to say that he knows a small child with 10 million serving men. From the second she opens her eyes, 1 million hows, 2 million wheres, and 7 million whys. Kipling lived long before the internet, but his way of thinking can help us today. We need to ask careful questions about what we read, hear, and see. What is this writer trying to say? Why does he want us to believe it? When did he find the information? How did he discover it? Where does he come from? Who pays him? People who know how to read and write are literate, and Japan has one of the highest literacy rates, about 99% in the world. But how many people really know how to read and understand the media? Can we truly say that all these people are media literate? Or do they accept everything they see on the television, or the internet? In this book, we will discuss how to read the media and study English at the same time. If you know how to ask the right questions, you will find better answers. And then, just as Francis Bacon said, you really will have more power.
First comprehension. 1. Complete the summary by filling in the blanks with the words below.
Today, we can get all kinds of information from different types of media: radio, television, the internet, and advertisements. But how do we know whether this information is true? A long time ago, the English writer Sir Francis Bacon said, "Knowledge is power." Another English writer, Rudyard Kipling, suggested that we should always be asking questions from 6 honest serving men. What, why, when, how, where, and who. Both writers lived long before the internet. However, their sayings hold true even today. The knowledge that we get from the media can give us great power. But at the same time, we have to know how to ask the right questions. If you are media literate and ask the right questions, you will get better answers. Then you really will have more power.
Listening. 1. Listen to the CD and decide if each statement is true, T, or false, F, according to the article.
1. Today we have a lot of choices as to what we read, hear, and see. Today we have a lot of choices as to what we read, hear, and see. 2. Knowledge is power means that we should have enough muscle to be strong. Knowledge is power means that we should have enough muscle to be strong. 3. Kipling tells us how to ask important questions. Kipling tells us how to ask important questions. 4. We should be thoughtful media readers in this media jungle. We should be thoughtful media readers in this media jungle.
Listening. 2. Fill in the blanks by listening to the CD.
1. We meet a lot of messages in our daily lives. We meet a lot of messages in our daily lives. 2. English is a tool to help us use the media more powerfully. English is a tool to help us use the media more powerfully. 3. The right way of thinking will help us answer important questions. The right way of thinking will help us answer important questions. 4. Kipling's approach can be applied today. Kipling's approach can be applied today.